If you're looking for business advice, everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire five-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
All right, Tana, hot topic.
Hot topic.
I don't know if you've seen the viral video of Shannon Sharp getting out of his car. He was going to a Total Wine fan experience where people lined up to see him, you know, with the popularity of the club Shay Shay after the Kevin Hart situation.
Uh-huh.
And he hopped out the car and he looked not like an NFL football player. He looked a little feminine. He had on his tight warm-up suit. He had on his man purse. And it wasn't just what he was wearing. It's the way he hopped out of the car. Mm-hmm. It looked like he was about to give some snaps. Even. And so social media is lighting it up. And they're saying, is Uncle Shannon gay? They called the podcast Club Shay Shay. You know, and so, you know, men and women are saying that. But then some brothers are coming back and saying, you know, no, I've been accused of being gay. And, you know, I just, you know, I was raised by my mother, so I'm very sensitive. And, you know, I've been called effeminate. I still have women, you know, talking to me and asking me if I'm gay. You know, those are the conversations that people are having. You know, and it goes to, what mm-hmm. does a man look like? Because as girls and growing up, we looked at our fathers, you know, manly men who could work on cars and who had beards and hair chests and zodiac signs, you know, pinky rings, you know, with a zodiac sign on it. And, you know, that was a clear definition of what a man looked like. But as society has changed, you know, it's difficult to know just looking at somebody whether they are gay or not. And Shannon Sharp has not addressed the comments. He hasn't come out and said one thing or the other about it, you know, but, you know, it just, it makes me think about, you know, as we're both, you know, divorced women and, you know, out in this world, it's difficult to know.
Yeah.
Without asking,
do you know, that's a touchy thing because, you know, you said a couple of things that caught my attention. What is the definition of masculinity?
And
you know, what we, the brute, the manly man, you know, it comes with a whole lot of other characteristics. They have been domineering. They have been aggressive. They have been, you know, those type of things when it comes to certain things that were previously identified as masculine. You know, when mm-hmm. we think about men and how they, present to show that they are manly. Sometimes they're abusive. Sometimes they are, mm-hmm. they disregard women's feelings and things like that. So I'm going to put that on the shelf. And then I'm going to talk about a man today and being able to express themselves. The man bag or the purse, that's an acceptable thing now. I don't know. They got the Louis Vuitton, they got the Gucci. Everybody, you know, everyone, every famous designer is making the man bag, because men don't really like to carry their wallets in their pockets anymore.
And the pants is too damn tight for them to do it anyway.
Yes, because the pants are too tight. So I get the whole purse. Now, I mean, because we could have said the same thing when they wore earrings and they started wearing two earrings, and, you know, or they still wear tight, those tight suits now. You know, I'm gonna side on, you know what? Let people be people. Let people be who they gonna be, and let them be who they are. Because I have to tell you that sometimes we go, you know, we judging people. We judging. If that man is or is not, that's his business.
That's his whole business.
If he chose out, though he's a public figure, he can or he don't have to. And I'm gonna say that, you know what? Whatever. I mean, some woman may, if he ain't been with a woman, then some woman, there's no women to tell. I think we are so critical to everybody. Everybody that gets online on social media, we got something to say. I mean, everybody love Lizzo, but then when somebody say you look like Lizzo, everybody get mad. So it's like, you know, do you want to do it, or you know, it's a double-edged sword to me. I'm gonna tell you, because I saw the pictures, didn't know what the context behind it was.
Okay.
The bow-legged tight pants, getting out the car. But I didn't know what it meant when it came to that. But I just, you know what? I've been practicing giving people grace. God gives us grace. Grace. You know what? If that's who he is, and maybe that, you know, just like, what's that guy, Carmichael, who was all on, and as long as he was masking who he was, boom, ain't nobody said anything. Soon as he came out, everybody started to see how flamboyant he really was.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, hey, you know, I would have said the same thing about Cat Williams, but he keeps promoting, I'm a man. I'm a manly man. I'm this. That's because I have a perm and a curl, you know, a blowout curl, whatever that thing is, you know. You know, he say he's as manly as they come. So, you know, I think that social media needs something to talk about. That's it.
Well, it's, you know, when we go back to talking about the manly man and the definition of masculinity, it's definitely a generational thing. And, you know, one of the things that you talked about that really caught my attention was, what does that look like? You know, because what it looks like for our sons is very different than what it looked like for our husbands, our fathers, our grandfathers. You know, it's absolutely not the same. And, you know, we say we want a man who is sensitive, but we, you know, don't, but then he can't work on cars and we get mad. Sensitive men ain't working on cars. Sensitive men is going to get you a AAA membership. They don't know how to change no tire.
You know, I'm like, you know, and we, and I keep on saying the same thing. Like, my son has two earrings in his ear. He's very manly. He has his hair in those locks that look all wild and crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? That doesn't mean that he has taken on some characteristics of what people would define as not, you know, as masculine as you think it would be. But then men are wearing braids and locks and you know,
girl,
they wearing skirts. You know what you're talking about?
Right. And so, you know, just the whole definition, but as we get out here in these streets as divorced women, do you ask as, you know, you start to date again, as you start to get out here and engage, you know, at a club or a party, somebody introduces you to somebody, how do you ask?
Answer, because I'm going to tell you, I'm out there in them streets. And you know what? It used to be an insult to ask somebody, you know, what is your preference?
Right.
Your preference. It's nothing for them to say they all, both, any, you know. Because, you know, does that mean that they are gay? And are you okay with the LGBTQ side of it? You know, it you almost have to. You know what? This is how I kind of shake them out. you want to come to church with me? I look and see when the pastor's talking about some stuff and we at the church. So first date needs to be at the church. You need to see, are they going to be uncomfortable? Are they going to be okay? What their conversation is going to be after you get out of church? Because if the pastor is talking about, you know, marriage between a man and a woman, and they go, you know, well, you know, everyone doesn't want to, you know, they go through some tangent, then you have to ask, then you open up the door to ask the question, what are your thoughts about, you know, relationships and marriage, you know, and then go from there. Don't ask your sexuality because you shouldn't even be having sex yet.
Right. Right. I just, you know, I just, as I'm trying to figure out how to date again and get back out in these streets again, I just don't even know the protocol. Like you said, it used to be an insult to ask a man, especially a black man, are you gay? Have you had sex with a man? Have you been with a man? Is your preference strictly women? Is it both? Is it, you know, what's your, you know, and then they got terms that I don't really even understand yet. Like the pansexual stuff. I don't know what it means.
Girl, they got all kind of stuff. They got, I don't even know what half these people, because, you know, I guess, you know what, I'm a part of a church that has life groups, and life groups are your spiritual friends. You are one of my spiritual friends. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, spiritual friends around me. And you know what? Sometimes the check and balance don't have to be asking. It's observing. You know, sometimes people around you will say, because I had a friend whose husband was, I knew the way he acted, he just was not, you know, as masculine as the men I had come to know. And, you know, later on in their marriage, he decided he wanted to be with a man, and they got a divorce, and they're raising an adopted daughter. And I say that we as friends, I may not have been her spiritual friend, but I was her girlfriend. And I had a husband at the time, and we was like, that dude is not all. Mm-hmm. And he, they say, he turns his tail for a different female.
and you know what? Just tell me. Let's have a conversation. Let's be open. Let's talk about it, because I want to be sitting up here thinking one thing and a whole nother thing is going on. And my thing is, I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste time, you know, going so far into a relationship only to find out that, you know, your preferences and what you want and what you expect it are very different than mine. Because, you know, in our 20s, we had time to fuck around. You know, in our 30s, even, we had time to fuck around. Girl, we in our 50s. I need to know, like, right now, where you stand, what you all about, what you believe in, what you do, who you trust, and where you going in life. Because we need to make sure that we own, you know, we coming together.
But I'm going to tell you, girl, I mean, out there in these streets, I'm going to take the long haul on it all. Because you know what? The person you meet, and they can tell you anything they want to tell you. Let's shake this out for about a couple of years so I can see everybody. Ooh. I knew my life group I was in. It was a life group that came out of a bunch of divorced women. We were all part of this group. Every other conversation was, I want to be married again. I don't want to be single. I don't want to be single. And I'm gonna tell you, it was probably about 20 of us. Of those 20, about maybe 11, 12 of them, between the time we started, and that was probably back in maybe 2015, 2016, the pandemic, they all got married. Girl, maybe one or two of them still married. And my second husband.
Right.
See, they were so eager to be married. And you know what? I think when you find the right one, you gonna know. And I think that that's why I say you can asking questions. And I'm in a relationship. I'm gonna call it a
relationship. You gotta define that relationship.
Friend relationship. That's not called the friends with benefits, but it's called the friends that life partner. You know, we do things together. We do life together. I call it relationship. I think that's the only way I can describe it, because I'm not I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not a girl. I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not married. I am single, and I do have a relationship that I've come to realize that through that, people will show you who they are. If you just spend some time with them, and you will, and you know, and who knows where that will go, but I know what to expect. I know how I want to be treated. I know how they treat people, their family, their kids, and stuff like that. And so, you know, I think that we want to rush into it, and when you find someone that you have a great connection with, go with the connection and then okay. and see where it goes. Go see where it goes. Because when you start putting titles and things on relationships, then you really, really, you know, it can hurt, because they're gonna always put in the back of their mind, you know what, she kind of came at me like she thought I might be, you know, gay. And that puts a different turn in their head, because they can say the same thing about you, because just as many women are living lives as men. So, you know, they could be looking at you. Have you been in some type of, you know, predicament or, you know,
relationship?
Relationship where you would have been with a woman. You know, everybody keeps saying that people had these college experiences. I didn't. But
I didn't raise my hand. Me either.
College experiences. I had men. Yeah.
Men's is plural. Girl, look, I'm gonna tell you something. I be scared to come to Houston. You know, we here on vacation. Girl, I don't remember half the men I slept with in Houston.
Girl.
And I be walking, and girl, I was at the grocery store. This is some funny shit. I was at the grocery store with my children, and this guy walked up to me, and he had this look on his face like he had seen me naked. And I crossed my fingers and put them over my mouth like, nigga, don't come over here. I'm not the same person I was when I was 22. And I couldn't tell you that man's name. Girl, that man was smiling. And he was walking to me like, I done seen you naked. I know what you look like out under them clothes. You know me and you done had a time. Girl, we was in the grocery store on Stella Link. Girl, 6 blocks from my mama's house.
Already in the hometown. I mean,
I put my hand over my lips. I crossed my fingers. And I just grabbed my children. Mama talking about, why y'all back so fast? I need to...
And that's the hard part about us. We've moved away, and you go back, and because other people are seeing people on a regular basis, they know how they've changed over the years. Girl, people walk up on me, I'll be like, I'm worse. I'd be trying to front it off, like, I'm like, hey, how you doing? And you know, I do all that, and I'll be trying to get a trigger for somebody call their name so I can get
something. Girl, because they know you.
But letter the alphabet to start thinking about.
Girl, I'm talking about old friends from junior high and high school. Girl, I don't know who these people are no more. And my friends, my real friends who live here that I keep in contact with, like Fanshawe, she'll be like, so-and-so said they saw you at the grocery store by your mama's house. I said, no, who is that? Now, tell me how I know them. I don't remember them people, girl.
I don't remember me. And you know, this is my 35th year class reunion. So in September, they're having a class reunion.
They're going all out.
I think I went at 10. I went at 20. And then I just stopped going after that. I think I stopped going after that. So I haven't been in a while. And I have a class that meets all the time. So they know how each other look and what each
how
other
they doing, like. Cameron.
So much, I'm like, I don't even know why y'all even want to have a class reunion, but whatever. And
so
I,
are you going to go to 35?
No, I don't know. I do not know. They starting to plan this in September, and they over here just throwing out the little, you know, Facebook page, and we getting excited and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess the other part of it is my ex-husband and I graduated from high school together.
Yes.
Same school, same year. Yes. So I have to one, and I don't, there's no feelings or nothing like that.
Right, right.
But I don't know. But, you know, I had quite a few ex-boyfriends, and I don't know. I have friends. I stay connected with a few of them in the neighborhood, but I don't know. I don't know. And because, you know, one of them is like, I see all y'all on Facebook. Do I really want to see y'all in person?
Okay. Now, by the time the next podcast comes, we're going to need an answer to that. We're going to need you in the next 7 days to make up your mind, because the listeners are going to need to know if Tina's going to her 35th class reunion.
Okay, but this is my other option. Before we go, my other option is the people that I have been knowing since college, I would like to have a reunion. You know. We used to go back hard in the day. Just having like an all friend reunion, you know, to bring people back together. Because there are people that I have not seen I'm on free on Facebook and a lot of them that I've connected throughout the years, but we ain't seen each other. You know, the old museum crew, the old crew, the old people that lived off Holly Hall crew. You know, we got a whole group of us that, you know, we haven't seen each other. So that would be
now something. That's the reunion.
That's the reunion. You know, sitting in there was a bunch of people, and maybe, and I'm gonna tell you, my maybe it's I ain't gonna say it's insecurity, but I had gone before and I was married. Now I'm not, and now I'm kind of like, do I bring a date to a class reunion? And you know, and I'm kind of like, I'm like, then you bring a date and they don't know nobody. So why would you bring a date? Then you go to a class reunion and you kind of stag. I ain't got no ring. Everybody, you know, last reunion, they was over there harassing every girl that hadn't been married. Somebody was
girl, I was going to say, they going to jump on you like a spider monkey.
Girl, I'm like, I don't even want no connections like that no more. I'm good.
And you know, some people are still stuck in that time warp. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you never move away, you still stuck in that spot. So they don't even know the new you because they still reliving the old you. They don't have access to the new you. So they still know you as the old you. So they still treating you as the old you because they haven't moved out of that spot and you way over there on the other side of the street. Like, what y'all doing over there? We over here now. We 52, we 53, we 54.
So everybody was waiting for me to break up so they can get with me. And you know, I was for like 6 years. So from like ninth grade on, I had a boyfriend. So then I went on to college and I had another. So I, you know, so it's kind of like they like, we've been waiting our turn.
This girl, they over there rubbing their hands together like she's single, she coming, it's my turn.
See me out traveling with the jet set and divas all over the time.
And you all got them booty pictures out there with your bathing suit on, baby. They've been wanting to holler at that since 92.
Girl, yeah. So you know I'm kind of like, nah. I don't know. I may not. So I don't know. But I mean, just like you connecting with people and just seeing people and understanding who people are, you just really don't know.
Yeah.
And you gotta, you know, and spend some time with them, you know.
Yeah, spend some time with them. Well, girl, I'm glad you spent some time with me. I love you.
Love you too, girl.
All right, see y'all next week.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh. But did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
If you're planning to spend time with someone who is older or at higher risk for COVID-19, consider wearing a mask during your visit and taking a self-test first. It's possible to spread the virus to others starting a couple days before you have any symptoms, or even if you never show any symptoms. People at higher risk include those over the age of 50, people with weakened immune systems, or those with chronic medical conditions like heart, lung, or kidney disease. People who were pregnant or were recently pregnant are also at higher risk.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.